Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Friday. You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. John Lopez, Reginald Attitude, LaFiggy Fig. And you... Now the minicamp's over for the Texans. Are there any specific position battles or developments that you're more looking forward to? 713-572-4610 is the number to text. Also remember, of course, the YouTube page and the Twitch are available to you. Before we get there, I mean, I just wanted to give you my findings.
Oh, fly in the ointment.
My Google search.
I like doing these things. I do them all the time.
I'm going to be honest. I didn't get very much when it comes to like actual origins, but obviously... The idea is that, and I think we understand the idiom is just the idea of it's the defect in a larger that ruins the larger whole.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the thing that I was thinking about, and I talked about this with you in the break, if there was a fly in some ointment, I wouldn't throw the whole ointment away.
It's not a deal breaker,
right? Yeah. Like, would you
if
you
had some, just scoop it out?
You had some Murray's hair cream or whatever, and then here come the fly landing. You throwing away a lifetime supply of Murray's?
No. Hey, a fly ain't about to dive in no Murray's.
That is fair. That's true. My bad. I'm bugging.
That stuff hard as hell.
But I'm just saying, like, if you had,
I don't know, wish.
Some leave-in conditioner or something. I don't know. A fly lands
in You just scoop it out.
Yeah, I would just scoop it.
Would you pour a drink out of a fly?
That's what I'm saying. I feel like that's what a fly soup? In my drink or a fly in some soup is really the one that I thought of.
Yeah.
I throw the bowl of soup out if a fly lands in it. So I feel like the expression should be that's the fly in the soup.
That's the fly in the soup.
You know what I mean? Because the fly in, I would still use that ointment.
I think we're going to adopt that.
I want to ask a question. Would y'all throw y'all beer away if a fly just kind of landed in the beer?
In the beer or on the lip?
In the beer.
In the beer, I'm done.
You done with it?
In the beer.
Because I feel like some people, I feel like guys could be hardos a little bit when it comes to that type
of
stuff.
That's the alcohol would get it.
Yeah, exactly.
In the beer, I'd probably try to pour out the part that had the fly and then drink the rest.
But that's not how liquid works.
But see if it But see if it landed in your water, you like, I'm pouring all of
it. Throw it out.
Well, because water is free.
Yeah, exactly.
Just get another cup of ice water. All right. But yeah, what position battles are you, or developments rather, are you more looking forward to or most looking forward to? Now the minicamp is over, 713-572-4610.
Yeah, let us know, because we all saw the, you know, the reports and such, the dispatches, if you will, and want to get formal from...
The stupid words that I use are really getting to you, aren't they? Because dispatch is just one that's the word that comes to mind, and now
people
are calling
use
all
it.
These?
Okay. I use it, right, yeah. Cool. The dispatches from NRG Park, if you want to get really official. We all picked up on
this.
Some
all
things.
Feels like shade to me.
we all picked up on some things. So I got mine, like things that, you know, here we are, 38 days, whatever it is, to training camp. I'm gonna be looking specifically at a few. Let's just call it what it is: position battles.
Sure.
And I'm gonna start at right tackle. That one to all along. I could be dead wrong. It wouldn't be the first time. I'm not feeling Jake Fisher as the guy. No, all due respect.
At center? Mm.
At right tackle.
You mean
Blake Fisher. What did I say?
Jake Fisher.
Okay. And that made me think Jake Andrews. So I was like, is that what he's talking about?
No, Blake Fisher. I'm not feeling him at
damn, he changed that man's whole name.
I changed everything.
Said, be better and you can get your name back, dog.
Yeah. So, I've never, ever since last year, I've never quite felt him at
You don't think he's a Blake?
Yeah, no, that he's a
tackle. Sorry, I'm stuck in the name. That's my bad. I'm with you. Okay, but then, so you just, we're ready to put the, you want to see the pad strapped on mm-hmm. so that we can see this in full effect.
And I think the battle's going to be Blake Fisher and Trent Brown. D'Amico seemed to be pretty high on what Trent Brown was all about when he was talking about the way he's helping people, the veteran benefit, he's been sitting out. You know, he might just be getting the Laremy Tunsil treatment, you know, in terms of OTAs and minicamp. You know, so he doesn't need to be doing this. He knows the offense.
Who, Trent Brown?
Yeah.
I mean, I think he's still dealing with an injury.
And he's still dealing with an injury.
That's the big thing.
All of it. And so, you know, all that combined, I want to see how right tackle shakes out.
I think that's fair. That's, and especially because right tackle is where your, you know, one of your top draft picks is at least most likely to play in Ariante mm-hmm. Ursary. So I'd very much like to see how far he is on his development, how much mm-hmm. he's going to push the likes of, you know, you're looking at possibly Trent Brown. Also, clearly Blake Fisher, who seems to be the incumbent, or he is the incumbent, even before we talk about mm-hmm. who seems to be in that top spot right now. I want to see how far he pushes him, because I was very, very intrigued when D'Amico Ryans mm-hmm. mentioned that he's already seen great progress in his pad level, like making mention of that when talking about Tay after only rookie minicamp OTAs.
Yeah, he's in the mix.
Mandatory minicamp. Mm-hmm. The idea that they got that squared away, which was the first thing that I think was that jumped off of his scouting profile when it came to negatives. He's already worked towards that, and he's still that big, solid guy that had, you know, a good amount of experience in Minnesota. Like, mm-hmm. I'm very intrigued to see how far he can push this. So, yeah, that's absolutely one of those for me as well. And I think that also brings us back to center. Somewhat at the top, but not necessarily as much, kind of at the backside of this, because mm-hmm. I know people have talked about the possibility of, is there a trade in the offing? Juice Scruggs has not been all that involved.
Well, that's another one I put down. Mine that I'm really looking forward to at camp, I put it down as Juice Scruggs versus the depth chart. Like, where does he fit in? You know, if you look at this Texans depth chart, and D'Amico, excuse me, Nick Casario was talking about it just the other day. You know, you carry eight on game day. You know, you're going to carry Cam Robinson. You got to figure Lakin Tomlinson. You got to figure Jarrett Patterson, Tytus Howard, Blake Fisher. And so all of a sudden it becomes, you know, Jake Andrews, Trent Brown, kind of becomes an Ursary. If, you know, presuming you're going to carry him on, if he's not starting.
Now that's game day. Obviously on the roster, you might carry something like 10.
Yeah.
Maybe 11 if you get.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where does Juice Scruggs fit in?
I mean, you would imagine that maybe he ends up being kind of like a, especially because of versatility. Like when you start talking about depth guys, versatility matters, and in theory, he could play across all three of your interior offensive line spots. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. How well does he do that right now for you? Because I think that probably gives him some level of leg up, but also, and maybe he has not had a lot of involvement early because mm-hmm. it feels like maybe they know what he does or what have you. But I'd be very intrigued to, like, how are they looking at him? Is it where will they value that versatility, or do they feel like, hey, we have guys that we feel stronger about regardless of, like, the ability to swing across some of these positions, and that matters a lot more to us? And does he end up on the outside looking in? I think that's a very interesting one as well.
Another couple of position battles I'm going to be looking forward to. Let's not ever underestimate what it means when D'Amico Ryans starts gushing over a player. He was gushing over Justin Watson. Justin Watson, John Mechie? I mean, that's going to get interesting. Clearly, what do you say? He does everything right, you know, Justin Watson and all this other stuff. And that was at a fan event. He was just, you know, talking off the cuff, seemed to really be good. Haven't seen a lot of John Mechie, you know, doing things yet, but it's still early, obviously. But that's one to watch.
I mean, yeah, that wide receiver room and just how deep they'll go with it. Mm-hmm. I think it's probably fair to assume that maybe you have six of those wide receivers in there. But yeah, odd man out on the back end of that obviously matters. And I'm starting to wonder how many like wide receivers in real effect that they actually have between obviously the young guys, the incumbents, and then the likes of Xavier Hutchinson and, you know, some of the other guys that are brought in, Braxton Berrios and Justin Watson. As you mentioned, some other things that have come in on the text line from the 504, they just like, I just need to see the offensive line and whole versus the defensive line being able to pick up stunts, those types of things. Like, I think that's a very good question. As far as your other question, when do training camp tickets release? I am not certain. I don't think that we've gotten information on that just yet, but you know what? I'll do a little.
It'll be very soon, I'm guessing.
It does feel like we're nearing that time. I mean, we're 5 weeks away from really getting OTAs going, so I imagine that the Texans, who are always very excited to have their fans a part of the process, will make sure that that's available. I feel like you have another one here that you want to get into.
Yeah, I got one more, and you guys kind of got in my head on this one.
You're welcome.
I don't know if that's was a thank you or not, but you did get in my head on this one. Back end of the running back room, and especially as it pertains to Dari Ogunbowale, because I was sitting here thinking, well, he's in. I mean, they love him. He's versatile, special teams,
and not everywhere just on special teams. Not just return, because I think that people talk about Damian Pearson. Well, he's a special teams as well. Not quite.
Not the same. Not the same as Dari.
Like, we could throw a lot of people back here to return. Are you our gunner? Are you a guy who could be a protector? Are you doing all these other things on special teams? Those are the ones that are really, really
his important. His pass blocking. But the way you got in my head is I started thinking about this.
Again, you're welcome.
The back end of the running back room, keep in mind, we're all assuming they're going to have some fullbacks now, at least one. And so so pass blocking all of a sudden maybe isn't as prioritized for Dari.
Also, if Nick Chubb is solid, coming back in the way that he does, pass blocking is one of his capabilities. He's very strong at that as well. So how much do you need a guy in particular that you're keeping on the roster just to kind of come in as a pass blocker, especially because that was a complaint that we kind of had at times where you throw him in a third down and you're like, well, everybody knows what's coming.
Exactly.
Right? This is a tell on
They're
your
passing.
Offense.
If y'all don't know this already.
Nick Chubb in there to pass block. That don't necessarily serve as a tell now, does it?
Yeah, exactly.
You know? And so that does put him in some level of danger here in a way that, I mean, Dari has done a great job. I think I want to give him credit of making himself valuable.
But is that value the same?
Right. And so that's one of the reasons why he's being able to hold on. Any football player, any professional football player knows, especially if you're not one of them ones at the top of the roster, make yourself as valuable as possible. Do a lot of things that are valuable to make – you know, make it so that it's easier for you to stick around. And he's been the embodiment of that. This might be the year where that gets a little dicey. So, yeah, that would be very interesting to see how that works. He's probably very invested in that. And I think one more that you kind of threw out there that I'd like to mention real quick before we go here. The rookie defensive backs have now become very much important. How does that DB room fall? And I think that's probably less the competition. Well, actually, the competition of what does Tremont Smith bring you? Like, how confident is his play? Because you tried some, I guess, retreads, for lack of a better term, last year, and CJ Henderson and Jeff Okuda, and neither of those panned out.
Yeah, but
for
the guys that you could slot right in are both either gone or temporarily gone, you know, in Darby and Jimmy Ward. Like, those were two guys you were going to slot in, and they're not there right now. So, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, so those are things that we're looking forward to in the next few weeks. Or not in the next few weeks, but after the next few weeks, once we get to training camp and we really get things ramped up for your Houston Texans. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's get to our question of the day. There's news that Tom Brady is going to have a statue built for him in New England for the Patriots. And that got us thinking, who deserves a statue in Houston? And not just sports, any Houston figure that you want. 713-572-4610. Let's discuss it next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.